This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistani authorities say at least 51 people were killed and more than 100 others injured in a train collision in southern Sindh province on Monday. Pakistani authorities say an express train barreled into another that had derailed in Pakistan, killing at least 40 people. Later in the day, heavy machinery arrived to cut open some cars in the hopes of rescuing several people still believed to be trapped. The U.S. Biden administration is expected to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking on Monday. The administration also hopes to announce additional anti-corruption efforts. This comes along with Kamala Harris visiting Guatemala and Mexico on her first foreign trip as vice president. Harris had been tasked by President Joe Biden with addressing the root causes of the spike in migration to the U.S.-Mexico border. The Supreme Court could announce as soon as today whether it will hear a case involving the Military Selective Services Act, which requires men to register for the draft. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has this report.
Justices are being asked to decide whether it's sex discrimination for the government to require only men to register for the draft when they turn 18. The registration requirement is one of the few remaining instances in which federal law treats men and women differently. The director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Women's Rights Project, Rhea Tabak-Omar, says it sends a harmful message that women are less fit than men to serve the country and that men are less fit than women to stay at home as caregivers. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. France's anti-competition watchdog has decided to fine Google 220 million euros for abusing its dominant position in the